You've reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Debbie. Are you in need of roadside assistance?
Yes, I am.
May I have your first name, please?
Grace Charlie.
And a good callback number in case we get disconnected.
505-312-1832.
All right. And would you like a text message update letting you know when they'll be arriving to assist you?
Yes, please.
Okay. I do need to inform you message and data rates may apply. And do you have your member ID number?
My member ID number?
Yes, ma'am.
For what?
For your insurance? Yes.
Oh, my policy. Okay. 6252-9657-125.
Thank you. Just a moment. All right, Ms. Charlie, what is your home address listed on your policy?
It's 333 Madison Street, Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87108.
Thank you. And what is the year, make, and model of your vehicle?
It's a Ford Fiesta. It's 2018.
And what color?
Blue.
And what's wrong with it?
I hit an animal last night, and he damaged the front end of my car, and it's not drivable.
Okay. Did you call the police and report that you had an accident?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
It's in the middle of nowhere.
I understand. Did you hit a deer or...
It was a coyote.
Okay. Okey-dokey. And can you shift it out of park into neutral?
Shift out of park into neutral?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, hold on.
Will it start?
No, it's not starting.
Okay, and
it
won't shift.
It shifted to neutral, though.
It did shift? Okay, good. All
right. It shifted to neutral, but it didn't start.
That's okay. They'll need it to shift into neutral to be able to get it on your...
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay. And will you be there with the car when they come?
Yeah, I'll wait till everything's taken care of.
Okay. And you have the keys, right?
Yes, I do. And okay. We're at the Chevron.
You didn't get hurt, did you?
No, but we're okay.
Besides being shook up?
Yeah. That's
okay.
About it.
And the car's at the Chevron?
Yeah. It's right on the side of the building.
Okay. And what road is it on?
It's on CO Highway 25, 14097, Pierce Ferry Road, Dolan Springs, Arizona, and it's 86441, the zip code.
Okay. Now, I have one that comes up 15916 Pierce Ferry Road. Is that right?
It's 14097.
14097.
Yeah. I think it's the only gas station around that I know of. Chevron.
Okay, hold on.
Just a little bit ways out of Henderson.
And it's 14097 Pierce Ferry Road. What city is that?
Yeah. Dolan Springs.
Well, it doesn't even bring up an address here. Let's see.
And,
okay.
The message
where you
said,
want to take it?
They said my insurance said that the tow truck will take it to Las Vegas to one of their facilities. He didn't tell me where, but he said they'll know where to go.
Okay.
And they'll pick it up in few days.
Who's going to pick it up?
Days. My insurance company.
Okay, so where do you want to take it? To your house?
No, to Las Vegas. To one of those facilities, wherever. He said that they have a storage place where they can keep it, but he didn't tell me where.
Okay.
But he said that the whoever
tows it, what?
Well, nowhere to go.
Well, I don't think that's, I got to have some kind of a destination. Either that or your insurance company will need to call in and tell us where they want this taken. Okay.
Okay. He's the one that gave me this number.
Okay. But see, right now you have $50 coverage. And the way it's set up, you would end up having to pay out of pocket for the trip to Las Vegas. And that's not going to be easy. That is going to be an expensive. So I think that your insurance company needs to call and set this up because the way it is right now, what did he say?
He said that there is no charge to take it to Las Vegas.
Well, I understand that, but they need to set it up because right now it's under your insurance, and you're going to end up having to pay out of pocket.
Okay.
Let me tell you this. It's going to be a lot because you're in Arizona right now, and take it to Las Vegas is going to be a lot of miles. plus finding someone that will do it. So what I would suggest is that you call your insurance company and ask them how this is going to be set up that you won't have to pay out of pocket.
Okay.
And if need be, have them call in with you so they can talk to an agent and get this straightened out, because I don't want you to pay out of pocket for this.
Okay.
You know, that's several hundred dollars.
Okay. And so I'll just have them set it up.
Either tell them they'll need to set it up or they'll need to call in with you and get it set up, because right now you would end up having to pay for it.
Okay, he didn't tell me that. He just said there was going to be no charge.
Well, yeah, there probably wouldn't be, but he's got to give us a little more information than this. Because right now,
okay. You
would have to pay. And you don't know where.
And your name is?
My name's Debbie.
Debbie, okay.
You don't know where in Las Vegas it's going, do you?
No. He just told me there was a facility and they'll pick it up and they'll take it there.
Okay.
He told me.
Well, you know, I'm sure he means well, but right now, the way it's going, the entire cost except for $50 is coming out of your pocket. So, before I went any farther, if I were you, I would call them.
Okay.
Because they may have somebody that does their towing for them.
Yeah, and that's the number that he gave me, your number.
Was he planning on you paying for it?
No, he said there was no charge.
Okay. Yeah, give him a call and tell him that you need his assistance, because right now you're going to end up having to pay for the tow.
Okay.
Okay.
And then I'll have him call you or do a three-way calling or
you
something?
Either three-way or how you want to do it so we can get this taken care of. Because we're talking a lot of money, you know. $400 or $500 at least, if we can get someone that'll travel to Las Vegas.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay.
All right. I'll call them and then I'll see what
I mean,
I
don't mind setting it up, but we still need to know where it's going. But I just don't want you to have to be responsible for a huge bill. And when they're telling you, if you're in the same shoes I am, I don't have that kind of money to be putting out.
Yeah, me neither.
And then you still won't have a car to drive.
I know. I won't have nothing. Yeah.
So give them a call, and then we can go from there.
Okay. All right. I'll call you back then.
Okay. Good deal. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.